Heading up the marketing for the occasion is Mark Bauer, who notes this is a bit different from those festivals that concentrate on the longer kinds of movies.
We focus on the short films, so we don't have any of the feature-length films. So these are 25 minute or less. But that's what we really love about it, is it's kind of like a buffet of film. Like, you get a little bit of everything, and you leave feeling really satisfied.
Festival program director Carlos Miranda explains exactly what Bauer means by the term buffet.
We have a lot of dramas. We have a great animation group this year, bigger than last year. We have also children's block, and we usually have a very good selections of film from the other area. We got a lot of international films this year.
That international film component, says Miranda, has become a major part of the festival.
Last year, we had 156 films from all over the world, from 46 countries. And this year, we are 36 countries now, and we have 111 films internationally out of the 322 selections that we have received so far.
Ultimately, the festival committee received a total of 382 films, of which 89 made the final cut. Bottom line, says Bauer, a totally different experience than what you'll find at the standard Cineplex.
That's what's so great about Tally Shorts Film Festival, is you get to see cinema you're not going to see anywhere else. I guarantee you, you're not going to see these films anywhere else. And they're gems. They're beautiful films.
New this year, the festival's first ever panel discussion entitled The Importance of Short Films. It's set for the evening of Friday, January 26th, starting at 5:30. There will also be several filmmakers on hand to chat informally about their work, all taking place through Saturday the 27th. Bauer says the complete schedule, along with tickets, can be found at tallyshorts.com.
Get an All-Fest Pass, you'll be able to take advantage of that, see as many films as you'd like, go to the after parties and the filmmaker meet and greet, meet the filmmakers that are going to come from all over the world. It's a great bargain.
All happening, says Miranda, at Tallahassee's Challenger Learning Center.
Right in downtown, and it's a nice occasion. They've always been good to us. You know?
Oh, yeah. Great parking, food nearby, yeah.
Not to mention some of the best popcorn in town. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.